There's no doubt about it. When you lose somebody who's close to you, you want to do anything in your power to somehow keep that person in your life. There is a French company that has figured out an extremely novel way of doing that. Florian Rabot joins us right now to tell us about his new business venture that he and his mother have put together. Florian, how are you, sir?
I'm very fine, and you?
Excellent. Thanks
Bonjour,
very much.
Bonjour, Florian.
Wendy speaks a little French. I do not.
Sorry, can you repeat?
I took a bunch of French in high school, but I still don't know much of it. So, but your English is très bien.
I think French is a very difficult language.
Yes, it certainly is.
Florian, we have a trouble with the English, and we've lived here our entire lives. So believe me, we'll get through this fine. Let's talk a little bit about the business that you and your mother have concocted. What exactly is going on there?
Okay, so the concept of the company is to faithfully retranscribe the smell of a loved one thanks to a clothes.
You know, if I may just say, when I had my babies, they're older now, but they would always say if you were going away or something, put a shirt of the mother's in the crib because the smell of the mother, even with puppies, they say to do that sometimes if there's a favorite toy they have.
It's a familiar smell.
Right. Yeah. So you're basically taking the scent of a man and or a woman, a scent of a loved one that has passed, and you're bottling it. Is that correct?
Yeah, but at the beginning, you know, I can tell you the story.
Yes.
Because, you know, at the beginning, the idea came up to my mother when my grandfather passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It was 7 years ago. And my mother needed to keep this odor during its mourning period. You know, some people need to keep a photo. Some other need to keep a vocal message or an object. My mother needed to keep its odor, its smell, sorry.
Not the odor, the aroma,
the
I guess would sound better.
Right.
What was the aroma of her father or her grandfather?
You know, it wasn't only his perfume. It was really a symphony of a lot of things. For example, if the aroma of someone depends of your perfume, your cosmetic, your lifestyle, your nationality, or there is a lot of things to do before to retranscribe another. And our first rule to do our job is a clothes socket of the odor of the loved one of which you want the smell.
How do you get how do you get this odor of the loved one?
I can't tell you I can tell you the process because we decided to keep it secret.
Oh, an ancient French secret.
Right.
Yeah, because you know we spent a lot of time and money to do how to do it. So the only thing I can tell you is that we need the clothes soaked of the odor of the loved one.
Oh, the clothes soaked in the odor of the loved one. Okay, that's what I didn't understand.
So the person who is going to sadly pass away, you don't sit down with them in a lab or something and extract any kind of bodily fluids from them. That doesn't happen, right?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Yeah,
no.
Let's say you know your grandfather is going to pass away. You and your mom don't sit down with him in a lab and somehow get his bodily excretions. That doesn't happen, does it?
No, it wasn't like that.
Okay.
No.
Who would buy that?
Keep the odor of my grandfather because, you know, it was too late.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, like, for instance, Florian Rabot on the line with us, he and his mother have started a company that basically bottles the scent of a deceased family member. Bill, if I were to want to capture the scent of you, and Florian, tell me if this would be okay. Bill wears a baseball cap almost every day, and I would tell him not to wash it for a while. And then if I gave you a baseball cap, would that be something you could build this perfume on?
Sorry? There is connection troubles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, Bill wears a baseball cap every day?
A chapeau. Say chapeau.
It's not
a chapeau. A hat.
hat.
Yeah.
If I gave you a hat, that.
Okay, I understand. No, I think it will be too complicated to work with a hat, because I think there is not enough of
like perspiration, and you need all that stuff.
Molecules to work on it.
So maybe a shirt would be better, or some pants.
Yeah, we can work with a
underpants,
shirt, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, or a cloth, you know.
That's better. That's way better.
You know, our offer will not be selling just as a bottle of perfume.
Right.
But it will be a complete handmade box to comfort people in that kind of very special situation. It will be composed of the space to put a photo of your loved one.
Yes.
A square of silk with your initials and a small piece of porcelain from Limoges, France, destined to perfume as many times as you need. And we just got a new partnership, which is Paradis Blanc. It's a French company. And that will allow to our customer to create an online memorial.
This is such a great idea, Florian. What does something like this cost, though?
We are still working on the price, because the laboratory is not operational now.
Okay.
But it will cost around 560 euros.
I don't think that's a lot. 550 euros,
what
that's not
that
a lot.
What does that translate to in U.S. dollars?
About $700, $800?
It will be around $6,000.
Oh, I'm way off base. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, really.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we want to work only on the funerals market. We also want to work on the happy events of the life, like for the the Valentine's Day, or for a wedding, or for when a mother would like to keep the perfume, the odor, sorry, of its of a baby.
Sure.
There is a lot of situation of when you can. You want, sorry, to keep the smell of a loved one.
Okay.
So at this point, about 550 to 600 euro, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes,
it's all right.
550 euro equals 615 U.S. dollars.
See, that's what I thought. It's not in thousands, okay. It's hundreds. That's better.
Yeah.
That's way better. Okay, good.
And
good.
It's, you know, if it's, I totally get it. I think it's a great idea, because you do, I always remember when my mom passed away,
right.
She had a certain scent about her, and you're right, Florian, it wasn't just her perfume, it was...
A symphony, Florian said, he's right.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. It's an olfactory symphony.
Yeah, olfactory symphony.
And I'm very happy to see that you also have interest, and you feel the same need.
But that's if it's a good aroma. Like my grandfather smelled like Origel and apples. I don't know if that's a good thing I'd want to have around forever.
Okay, I understand. But you know, it depends on the person. It's different for each person.
Sure.
Some people want to keep a photo. Some other wants to keep a vocal message. You know, it depends on the people.
Yep.
Florian, mon ami est très stupide. Bill.
I understand.
Yes.
No, that's not fair.
All right.
You can't rip me in a foreign language. I can't defend myself.
I just said you're stupid. How hard is that to figure
that
out?
I know that.
Florian... We have a listener who would like to parley with you.
Yeah.
This is Joe. Joe, this is Florian. This is a good idea, isn't it?
Actually, it's Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Jean,
hi,
Florian. And all I can say is vive la France, because this is a great idea. You know, for years I thought I was crazy. When my grandmother died, I had a bag... her top drawer had a smell of her perfume and her powder, and it was where she kept her jewelry and her scarves. And I put some of those things in a bag. And for years after that, I mean, I would put it aside. I didn't think about it all the time. I wasn't obsessed with it. But every once in a while, when I needed comfort, I would open that bag and smell it, and it just... I mean, I think this is beautiful.
It is.
I really do. And it's terribly important to people to have that sense memory, you know? And so I just, kudos. I think it's wonderful.
Joan, that's so nice of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And it just it makes me feel better because I really thought I was done.
How about that?
It's a real pleasure for us to see that people from France and from other countries feel the same need. And thanks to Study Markets, we saw that people have this real needs. And since we launched our website, a lot of people from France and also from USA asked us if it's possible to create their own box to give their a bit of olfactory comfort.
Thank you so much, Joan, for calling. That's really sweet. And Florian, what we need to know from you now is the website. How do we get more information on your scents?
You can directly go to www.khaylhen. And we are actually working to put our website in English. So in one week, our website will be in English.
Okay, but let me say, like, Bill was confused because you said
my keyboard doesn't have any French letters. I don't know if I could call that up on my computer.
It's,
hold on.
It's KALAIN.FR.
Exactly.
FR.
Point. FR.
FR.
Bond.
Yes.
A point.
Okay. I'll help out.
All right. Because this is Florian. Seriously, this is a great idea. It means so much, as Joan just pointed out. You don't want to lose these people forever, and by having their scent, you can keep the loved ones as long as you want.
Yeah, you know, it's a way to keep memories of your loved ones.
You should hook up. There's a company here called Airwick Solid, and you should hook up with them. You could have like a little aroma dispenser in your car or in your office. It's fantastic.
It could be fantastic, but you know, our job is not to be perfumer. We propose some olfactory re-comfort.
Right.
Je répète, mon ami est très stupide.
All right, then. Pamplemousse. That's all I can say is grapefruit.
Florian, thank you so much. What a great idea. We will put a link up and direct people to your website. And keep us posted on how this is going, will you?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Florian.
Merci
have a great week.
Beaucoup.
Thank you, too, for this interview.
All right.
Merci.
Take
have
care.
Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Vous aussi.